In the morning, Jack and Ruby stood together at the mouth of the cave, looking out into the new light. The wind actually seemed to have dropped off a little, but the storm was still going strong. Loki's sun was mostly hidden away behind the boiling clouds, but its pale light was augmented by the lightning that flared constantly overhead, illuminating the land below with a stark bluish light. Sometimes the dust carried in the winds grew thick enough to hide anything not close at hand, but that haze was constantly shifting too, forming and reforming as the winds changed direction over and over. Random and Ruby watched in silence, getting their first real look at the landscape they'd crossed the night before. The valley was full of eerie, grotesque shapes of black stone, standing in no apparent pattern, like so many silent, watchful sentinels. Beyond them, the pinnace still lay where it had crashed, up against a dark outcrop. It looked like a broken toy, too delicate for rough handling. Long, broken skid marks traced its progress down the valley to its final fate. At the far end of the valley, Random could just make out an open plain, dotted with more of the dark, forbidding shapes. There was no sign of life anywhere. No vegetation, no insects, no open water. Only the wind-carved landscape, harsh and bleak and utterly alien.
I suppose life never really got started here. Just as well, really. The last thing we need is more complications on our little hike to Vidar.
That is a terribly self-centered view, Ruby.
So, what's your point?
Oh, nothing. I don't know why I take part in these conversations anymore. All right, lead the way. And keep your eyes open. Young Jack Random and his bloody ghost warriors aren't supposed to be anywhere near here, but you never know.
Good point. Ah, let them all come. I could use a little action.
Climbing down the cliff face proved a lot easier than going up, and soon they were striding through the valley towards the open plain. The storm winds were still blowing hard, but Random and Ruby just lowered their heads and plowed through it. Now that they had their strength back, it didn't bother them nearly as much. Even the abrasive dust that got everywhere was only a minor irritant. Vidar's location burned in their minds like a beacon, and they headed for it in the straightest line they could manage. Time faded gradually into the background. With no significant landmarks, it was hard to tell how far they'd come or how much further they had to go. There was just the storm and the winds and the hard, unyielding ground, and the city still somewhere up ahead. On they went, with nothing to say to each other for the moment. The world moved slowly past them, always looking much the same. Sometimes Random thought he saw something moving, right out on the edge of his vision, something dark and slow and impossibly large. But by the time he'd stopped and turned to look directly at it, it was gone, lost in the storm. He couldn't be sure he'd really seen anything. Even the standing stones looked as though they might move if you came on them suddenly. It was just his eyes playing tricks, providing the illusion of movement in a landscape where there was none. He strode on, looking fixedly ahead. And if he thought he sometimes heard strange cries or howlings far off in the distance, then it was probably just the storm. After all, what kind of life could possibly exist in conditions like this? Even humanity wouldn't be here if it weren't for the cobalt mines. He was pretty sure Ruby hadn't seen anything. If she had, she would undoubtedly have taken a shot at it. They passed the dark stone structures slowly, no one shape like any other, reminding Random of ancient statues of forgotten gods. They varied from simple monoliths the size of a man to great mountains with wind-cut crevices deep enough to drop a starship in. Random would have liked to think about something else, but there was nothing else. Maybe the stones were the evidence of past volcanic activity, driven up through cracks in the ground as molten rock, only to solidify once they hit the cold air. It was as good an explanation as any.
Oh God, I am really, really bored.
And then they reached the top of a long rise and looked down. And there was Vidar, the main city of Loki, spread out on the plain before them. It was a great sprawl of squat black buildings with dark towers thrusting up here and there. A shadowy fortress with red and yellow furnace eyes, like a mining operation in hell. A tall metal wall surrounded the city, polished by the abrasive dust to a dark purple sheen, with two massive metal gates at the front. The faint shimmer of a massive energy screen covered the whole city from the walls up. It had to be said that Vidar didn't look the least bit welcoming, but Random and Ruby were used to turning up at places where they weren't wanted. And as long as it promised shelter from the storms, a clean bed, and a hot bath to soak in, Random was quite prepared to get down on his knees and kiss the ground inside its gates. Without looking at each other, Random and Ruby made their way down the long gray slope to the dark city below. A local guard patrol intercepted them as they approached the main gates. There were six of them, moving slowly and clumsily in full body armor, with improvised masks and hoods protecting their faces. They plodded determinedly towards Random and Ruby, stopping a respectful distance away to form a semicircle before them. Each man had an energy gun in a thickly gloved hand, carefully aimed. Random and Ruby came to a stop too, just to be polite. One of the guards stepped forward.
"Who the hell are you? Our senses confirm you're not Furies or Ghost Warriors, but nothing human is stupid enough to travel the servers without armor."
"We are Jack Random and Ruby Journey. I believe you're expecting us. Sorry we're a bit late."
"But we saw your ship go down yesterday, over 2 miles away."
"We survived the crash, but our crew didn't. So we waited out the night in a cave and then walked here."
"You walked? Jesus Christ, maybe you aren't as good as the stories say. Follow me, I'll lead you in. But I'm afraid the weapons stay trained on you till we can positively verify your ID. Shav's been trying all kinds of tricks to get into the city. We don't take chances anymore."
"Understood. Now, do you think we could get moving? I've had enough of this storm and dust to last a lifetime."
"Welcome to Loki!"
And the guard leader turned and headed for the main gates. Random and Ruby moved after him, the other guards turning slowly to keep them covered. The main gates turned out to be two huge slabs of steel, polished by the winds to a mirror-like finish. 20 feet high to match the walls, and 8 feet wide, they looked like they could keep out anything up to and including a Grendelin Heat. They opened slowly in response to a signal from the guard leader, who led Random and Ruby in. The rest of the guards moved quickly in to surround them, and the gates slammed together, holding out the storm. It was suddenly very quiet. The roar of the winds was gone, cut off as though someone up above had thrown a switch. Random slowly straightened his aching back and rubbed the grit from his eyes. Beside him, Ruby was trying to clear the dust from her mouth and throat. They were in a huge airlock, big enough to handle 50 men at a time, if they didn't mind crowding. The air was comfortably warm and blessedly clear. Random took several deep breaths before turning to the guard leader, who had taken off his metal and leather face mask and was now wearily stacking pieces of his armor in the wall compartments. He was young, barely into his 20s, with a long, serious face under a thick shock of long yellow hair. There were already deep lines of responsibility and hard life around his mouth and eyes. He grinned suddenly at Random, an engaging, almost shy smile.
"According to the sensors and our computer records, you two are exactly who and what you say you are. And man, are we glad to see you."
He gestured to the other guards, who immediately holstered their weapons and set about removing their own masks and armor. They all looked young and sober and more than capable of handling themselves in a fight. Random guessed the weaker and less responsible elements didn't last long in a place like Loki. The guard leader stuck out his hand, and Random shook it automatically. The leader turned to Ruby, but she just gave him a hard look, so he put his hand away and turned back to Random.
"I'm Peter Savage, guard leader. I wanted to take out a search party to look for you, but the city council were positive that no one could have survived such a crash. I could have told them. I knew it would take a lot more than a crashing ship to finish off the legendary professional rebel."
"Guards. Oh, that's right, yes, murmur of agreement."
Random looked around to find them regarding him with wide eyes and smiles and respectful nods. Some of them were so overawed they could barely meet his eyes. Savage was practically glowing with hero worship. Random indicated Ruby, who had finally stopped hacking and spitting on the airlock floor.
"I take it you know my companion?"
Savage's smile disappeared.
"Oh, yes. We know all about Ruby Journey. We watch the holo shows. Please don't let her kill anyone important or set fire to anything."
"Your reputation precedes you. We're really going to have to do something about your public image."
"I like it just the way it is."
"Anyway, we're delighted to have you here, Sir Random. Maybe you can turn this bloody war around."
"Our briefing was pretty basic. Fill in the blanks for us."
"I'm supposed to take you directly to the city council so they can instruct you on the current situation."
You can sort the process as we go. Tell me about Vidar. How well protected is the city?
Savage led them out of the airlock's inner door.
Walls and doors of solid steel over a foot thick. The fort screen above the walls keeps out the weather. We need the walls and gates because we can't lower the screen, even for a second, or the storms would devastate the city. It's not just the winds, the dust gets into everything. Tech is constantly breaking down, even with the walls and the screen.
Don't the storms ever stop?
No, ma'am. But there are lulls, sometimes. This way.
Beyond the airlock lay a simple pattern of narrow streets between the low, squat, functional-looking buildings. There was little in the way of color or ornament or decoration. Vidar was a mining city with little time for frills and fancies. People rushed by as Savage led his charges on, but they paid little or no attention to the newcomers. They all had business of their own, and no time to waste. They all wore swords and energy guns, even in the supposed safety of the fortress city. Random found that significant.
The rebel forces have made an alliance with Shub. They have an army of ghost warriors, a few furies, and a whole bunch of high-tech weaponry that falls apart more often than it works. That's Loki for you. Even Shub can't find an answer to the dust. As a result, most of our fighting tends to be hand-to-hand. Men of flesh and blood against living corpses and men of metal? Not exactly a level playing field, but that's Shub for you. Certainly the rebels don't seem to be objecting. Their leaders no longer care about anything but winning. The disruptor cannon that shot you down was as much a surprise to us as it was to you. They must be really scared of your involvement to risk revealing that powerful a weapon. Think of it as a backhanded compliment.
Oh, we do. And we plan to return the compliment as soon as possible.
I have to say, I'm really looking forward to working with you, Sir Jack. You always were my hero. I've seen all your holo shows. It'll be an honor and a privilege to fight beside you.
The young guard all but brimmed over with sincerity, of a kind Random hadn't seen since his glory days as the great and legendary professional rebel, when he was the only hope against Lionstone's evil empire. A lot had changed since then. If anything, such hero worship made Random feel old. He wasn't sure he was the man Savage remembered anymore. He felt slightly embarrassed, and Ruby's clear amusement didn't help at all. He moved quickly to change the subject.
Where is everybody? I expected to see a lot more people in a city this size.
With half the outer settlements overrun by the rebel forces, most of the mining equipment on Loki is being operated from Vidar these days, which means we're all working overtime to keep the systems going. Vidar was never meant to carry this heavy a load, but it's not like we have a choice. The mines are Loki's lifeblood, and a lot of people here aren't going to be too sure about you, Sir Jack. There's a man out there with your face leading the Shub forces, leaving blood and death and atrocities in his wake. Practically everyone in this city has lost someone to young Jack Random. Your name's become a curse. That's why you have an armed guard, in case there's trouble.
Let them start something. Let anyone start something.
Anyway, the rebels, backed up by Shub's forces, have been systematically wiping out all the outer settlements, knocking out the mining equipment and killing everything that lives before moving on to their next target. They have us surrounded on all sides, and they're moving gradually inwards, heading towards Vidar. Because whoever controls this city controls the world's only starport, as well as all the mining. If we fall, the whole colony falls with us. We don't have much of an army, just security guards and a whole bunch of volunteers. Mostly refugees from settlements that have fallen. We can't even arm all of them. We've never needed an army before. We were always too busy fighting the weather to fight each other.
How has your army done in the field? I take it there have been direct clashes, army to army.
Some. We go out when there are lulls in the weather. People die, but nothing gets settled. We have the numbers and the training, but they have Shub. It's all been very inconclusive.
Why isn't Golgotha sent you reinforcements?
We asked. They sent you two. Apparently we're not very high on the priorities list. Everyone's screaming for reinforcements right now, and we're just another mining planet with a relatively small population. We were lucky to get you.
Just the two of us against an army of ghost warriors. My kind of odds.
The trouble is, she's not joking. Ignore her. I do whenever possible. How much further to the council chambers?
We're almost there, Sir Jack.
Anything else I ought to know?
Watch yourself. The city council has always done what it considers best for the council.